will be the speakers. Whenever they do. Third morning. Oh, Thursday it is crazy. This week has gone like I don't know what. Love it. You have to make an app that keeps the week behind. Take some time to app that holds things back.
So no, give all over this.
We're 1 week behind in Kutzart. Don't give them on the base. 53B, we're on Tom Aroma. So we finished all the Sigurim Nossen and Moron that we finished on Tuesday. And Avad is not something that we've left and we're not going to come back to. Hadron Allah, the Sigurim Nossen and Moron. Avad the Chazor, Shmuz Night, you can all get over it, Nossen and Moron. But it's time to move on right away. So, Amar Abba, Shoy Va'odom Shedotvoy Liboy. A Shoy and a person. Here you go. Amar Abba, Shoy Va'odom Shedotvoy Liboy. A Shoy and a person that pushed something or an animal into a boy. It's
got to include a person.
Huh?
It's got to include a person.
A person as well, right. An animal or a person, we're going to see. So, name is Akim. Name is Akim. Regarding the three things, there's a Shoy, Adam, Boy, everyone does the field in the Torah. Everyone does the Torah in the Torah. Adam, of course, is time for permission, Boy. And it's time for Shoy's virtues. And Shoy and Boy are not high for that. Boy is not for Canaan. Show and honor are not possible that. He goes to learn a lot of shows, obviously, a show time, it's time to have the Nezek, and honor and boy don't have that. So, as we go through it, we're going to ascribe each one what they get for their view. So, show and honor push the person or animal into both. So, the name is Okin, the God of the Hebrew is Okin, and we call them Chayonim. So, on this, they're all equal. Show and honor well. Boy, they all have the same halachas regarding Mizrachim. Now, obviously, we must be talking about the Shemud, because if it's a Shaitan, they're not all the same. Shaitan only pays half an Ezek. But regarding Shemud, they're all equal. So, Adam is an Adam and Mud, and Boy is obviously a Mud, and a Shem is a Mud. So, we're talking about Shemud. So, maybe that regarding that, they're all equal. Then, in our word, regarding the other four things, what's the other four things? What are the other four things? Shevis is unemployment benefit. Boishes, social embarrassment, sound of the fact that they're paying. And So those are the other four things which only an Adam's chayiv for. So the Indian Abad Vahim, that's only an Adam's chayiv for. But the main brothers is the money that you have to pay, not you, but if somebody knocks a pregnant woman into damages the pregnant woman because that she miscarries, you have to pay the main brothers, the person that's made brothers to the husband. So that's only said by Adam, it's not said by Shoy, not said by Boy. If a pregnant woman falls into a Boy and they're lame and miscarries because of it, by the way, it's pot. Right then, if a Shoy is Nagia, a pregnant woman, because of that she miscarries, and not have to pay the main brothers, because it has to be Hezek, the main brother is not have to pay.
Even if it's
Shoy Boy. So, regarding the main brothers and the Boy, Adam Chayim, the Shoy of Boy is pot. And this is a finish. We're saying Avod Vayim, we're saying means, like you said, Sarah, Ripuri, Shevet, and Voishes. And the normal rule about Voishes is the only thing Voishes is the Kavona for it. If you didn't have Kavona for it, there's no Voishes. So, if we say a Chayav Voishes, it sounds very much like we're saying that you did it without intention. You did it with intention, sorry. And it sounds very much he did it with intention. If it is boiches, it sounds very much he did it with intention. So that's going to be an issue
to be used to seeing Tesis and Rashi. Did he do this, this person, the first animal, and did he do it with intention or without? That's going to be a shot. Keep your eyes out for it. Normally, Baishas is only if you do it with intention. So keep your eyes out. Did he do it with intention? Is there any right in Rashi or Tesis when we get to this point? Okay, so what we have, we've had Nezeg all the same. Albert Voim and me, Rodois, and the person is high. The Indian Kaifa, which is the Shal Eretz. And of is, if a Shoy kills a person, you have to pay Kaifa. So, and Radin, if a Shoy kills the Eretz, you have to pay 30 to the owner of the Eretz. So that is a bit of a Shoy. So Shoy Chayiv, Adam, the boy, the person falls into a pit and dies, there's no Kaifa. There's no tashlum of shlishim she'evet either. Right, so you have a case where both part of that. Adam also part of it. To see why, but Adam is also part of it. But shoy is chayv. So if you have a shoy and Adam that pushed the person into pit, so regarding the offer of kofa and shlishim she'evet, only the shoy is the pit.
Here, it's implied that the Adam did not do it by person intentionally.
It sure doesn't make a difference.
Right? No, Adam. Here is Adam is also putter.
Right.
So why would he be putter if he intended to do so? I mean, if he didn't intend to do so, which implies here that it must be that he did intend.
Why? Let's say Adam's
a guy kills another person. He's off the hook.
I was going to say why it's Potter, and we'll leave that open for the time being. Yeah? How do you understand this more when you read it? The Shoy and Adam should do for you the boy. What does that mean? They did it together, or did it two separate cases? Shoy that pushed into boy, and Adam pushed into boy. How do you understand it? Shoy and Adam should do for you the boy.
I thought they did it together.
You thought you did it together.
And I thought false duty is when you're combining two things together.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have an issue then. So why should the poet show up his entire shlishim? He didn't do it all on his own. He did it with someone else as well. That person's potter. Why should this person, why should the show have to pay the entire shlishim?
Which is it?
Said the English shlishim should ever show prior.
That penalty fee. That tax called shlishim should ever has to be taken into consideration.
You say only 15 minutes. Or maybe even less than that. What are you saying? It doesn't matter, they did it together. And we haven't forgotten their nosson. Their nosson says that if one person doesn't pay, the other one has to pay. And therefore, you suggest that's the chance as well.
It has to be.
There's
a fourth. Well,
you very good. Why is the Balaboy fire? And that was the guardian of Nelson that we said the Balaboy did it as well. And now you're saying regarding the other point of Nelson, that if one person can't pay, the other one has to pay up. So you're saying also on that point, that's what we're talking about here, where Shoy and Boy did it together. Shoy and Adam did it together. It's your Adam's potter, but the Shoy has to pay an entire shloshim. Because of shit is Rinos. That is a one Mahalat excellent. So yeah, which is very good.
Capital punishment anyway.
Yeah, we're gonna see that on the bottom. We'll see why. Yeah. So
we're at the head of the board. The board has also been through it, right? The board in that case
doesn't have a code. Doesn't have a solution.
Well,
but you can give us a short. So it does be solution.
Yeah,
he's
trying to. Adam doesn't make shloshim. Adam doesn't make shloshim.
All that. Okay, so the Shai is the pain, right? Wait, so when we set up, although we did say we finished the lesson, we're falling right back into it.
Yeah,
the Shai Adam Shadok Adabari, right in the beginning already, we say, so what does that mean? Why should the boy be chayiv? Right, somebody pushed it inside. I'm not going to speak this out, but to Yossi's quite right. But Rinosin, and Rinosin says the boy is chayiv even when somebody else pushed it inside. So that's one part of Rinosin. We're already there. Now we're saying the Shoy has to pay the entire kufa. Why should he pay the entire kufa? He has a partner. He should pay half. So. The other principle of Rinosin. If one guy can't pay, the other one has to pay up. So here, the boy and the Ogham don't pay, because there's no such thing as Kofa by Ogham. The remainder of the show has to pay the entire Shlisha. That is one shot that we read. There's another way of reading this Gemara that's not like that. It doesn't mean show will Ogham, they did it together. It means either a show pushed into a boy, or an other pushed into the boy. Two different cases. Regarding Shoy and other that push something into the boy, what other loves? The Shoy pays for a ship and a boy, other doesn't. But not that they did it together. That's another possibility in Rishon. So we'll see. Let's do see Rashi. I don't know if there's any recurrence for one way or the other. But put on the table two ways of learning the Gemara. Vaita. So back to the Gemara. The Indian Kalifa Shoshu Shalev and Shoya Chayv Odom of Boim Ptorim. The Indian Kalim. Now, what's that? What's Kalim? Something fell in the pit and it was a Kli and therefore it broke. And by Kalim, there's no such thing as a boy is not Chayv for Kalim. Yeah, if somebody leaves something on the road, because like a car, somebody's car hits it, right? You wouldn't have to pay the damages to the car. The cars are clean, and that thing on the road is a boy, and therefore, not a boy's fault. You find people writing it to the newspapers or going to court against the area, having these manholes in the street, and their cars are ruined by it. Of the Alaka, obviously, the area shouldn't have left there, but they're not tied to pay the damage to have to their car. Right? It's very important, yeah.
If a mold falls into a pit, and that's getting on top of it, why are you not trying to get it? It's not going to hold.
Because you know, there's a possible, it says, enough on the safe is show it in a mold. Why did it say show it in a mold? I'm going to tell you why I'm going to tell you that show it in a mold. All the mold very cute. Show it comes up here, not trying to get all the mold, falls in and dies. But the mold is not trying for that. This guy because it's damaged, but not if he doesn't die. And Chamoy breaking him, and you only have Chamoy, you're not kind of Kli got damaged.
So here we're talking about where Kli was pushed into the bore?
Yeah, or if I didn't have it, obviously.
Or if it was already there in the land.
Yeah. We had it in the land, though. We had the option again, and Shadow's happened the whole time. Our neighbor's wall started disintegrating. And it fell, one of his big stones, you know, one of his garden walls, not there, it was on the outside of all these stones, and it fell onto our air conditioning machine unit. That's a cleat, and it broke it. So it was your guy to pick. So the whole big shiner, how do you define a stone or a wall? Is it bone, like Evan, that's right about that, or maybe it's ash, because it's flying, moving along with the wind. So, that was a big shot. I'm stuck on the walls. We've got good neighbors. Keep it up.
All the stonework on the building, we learned from Dying Solomon, belongs to the building. The entire, everyone has a shoot list, no stone.
Not
one stone wall on the top.
No, it's not his personal job. Dying Solomon said that's not. He's included in it. If someone's got his garden, and he's got a garden wall, it's not the building. Unless there's a Heskin. But you know, listen, we have Dan Solomon to discuss it with. Nafkamino is just to bring out the Shaila. These Shailas happen all the time. And the Shaila is, so regarding Boy is not Chayv for Kalim. Is Shoy Chayv for Kalim?
If we show damages, it could be either fire.
Sure, oh, sure.
Sure, it's for sure. And although, the Gabi came then again, although, we show his Fayavim and boys Potter. I missed that three words. So, Psalam Gosham. One second, I'll come to you. So, Psalam Gosham. So, Psalam Gosham means a show that is really hectic and it was had a month, so you played it. This one you played that. And even though you played it, so we'll see in Rashi about this. But again, the boy is awesome. Boy is not high for show, so and all of them would be. But the damages it caused to show something else would be high, but the boy is hot. Okay. Yeah.
If Shor or Adam Shidafu are two separate cases, why does anybody need to be told here? We know how often that Adam is Potter and Shor is higher. What's the chiddush that they're even telling us? This isn't a sorcerer.
What's the chiddush that won't let them buy
it? If Shor pushes it in, then it's higher. We know it's higher. If Adam pushes it in, it's Potter. We know it's Potter. So if it's not,
all of it's
if it's not, then who needs it?
All of it's higher. No, all of it's
okay, higher. Okay, but why would you even have to put it in if the two separate cases we already put it in?
Even if it's not the show and the Adam doing it together, it's the Adam and the Bo doing it together.
Right, but if you hold it, it's not together.
No,
that they're separate cases.
Separate cases, because it's show and Adam pushing them into a Bo.
Right.
Definitely, we're talking about somebody pushed something into the Bo. But the two together pushed it into the Bo, one. When the two simultaneously pushed it into the Bo, that's what to discuss. Right. But definitely, we're talking about something, at least one of them was pushed. One of them pushed it into a boat. So the boat is not higher for the Kadim, but the old one would be higher for the Kadim. Okay, let's see some Rashi's. Rashi. That's the one we still have to learn, but I want to stop here for Rashi. So Rashi, show you the old one. She's off for you. See where it is?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Middle of the page, exactly. He pushed one item into a pit and into Shloshtom Shutafim the Nezi. And it turns out all three are partners in the damage. And show you about Lo Alam. Anyone have anything to say? They're actually saying really what happened. All three of them are together, not one after another. All three together. That's the shame. All three together. So that's how we're going to go with time in. Now she learns clearly we're talking about all three do it together. And the end of the document, you're going. In Zach, for you, Shom, Adam. What was that? If one person, if a person got pushed there, Zach, for you, Shom, Adam. If a person was pushed there, what was that? And he got damaged. The Shami, Ben Kulam, Chazdom. You pay, and between all of them, you pay Chastomon. The mat, the value went down. The Kulon, Chayomim, the Odom, all three of them are liable with damages that happen to an Odom. And that's you got a problem. We know, Shoy, the Odom, Chamoy, the Kelim. When it comes to Boy, and Shoy is not Chayim, and Shoy is not Chayim. With when it comes to the boy, the show is a boy is not high for Adam. He's only high for Shor, he's not high for Adam. So how can we say it in the old time? Says Rashi, the heart that came on the Gabi boy. That what we passed him regarding boy. So the Adam, Victor Lokamiko. That's referring to Tolo. You're going not for the story. You're going to offer the survey, Eved, or Maze, and Eved fell inside it.
And he died.
And he died. On that, you're not Chayim. Aber Nizokin, Chayim. In Zokin, if you got damaged, you would be Chayim. And from Nosani, they also lost the Chifa and the Chuda. It's going like Nosani. Okay, that was the end of that one. Now, the second point. Okay, from Nosani, the Roy also lost the Chifa and the Chuda. This one we said that the old partners. That's going to be Gosen. Because according to who would be
Chayev? Whoever was him. Well, according to Rashi.
Who would be Chayev? According to Chomin? It's showing the other. Showing the other they did it together. And according to
We are not saying also the books. If we say that he's talking about all chayiv, must be that we're talking about the nasa. Okay. Arbal dvarim. One of these four things. Shein levad minezer. Not including nezer. Four things bar excluding nezer. Arbal dvarim shein levad minezer. Adam Shadokhvai Chai. It is talking about a case of right? No, not that one, sorry. When it comes to these four things, it's dafka Adam's chai. Because if Ishva Misrael, you can show your Misrael, you show your not chai for Adam's boy. And Adam's big brothers, which said only Adam's chai again, he said, oh, well, I'm not sure to see the Rishva again, I have Josh to say, dafka Anoshim Rishva. The Indian Kaifa in Mies, if a person died, sorry, in Scharif, Kedinai, for what? Adam Uboi Ptorim. Now, why? So, here is an interesting question. Why is Adam Potter? Why did Potter boy did? Says Rashi, Adam the Habak Tono. He is a Bak Tono. What's that mean?
Did he kill the guy?
The guy died.
Did he for that?
That's what it sounds like, don't
it?
Right.
He's within the Parsha of Misa.
You remember judging it? It sounds like Rashi is saying.
He's in the Parsha of Misa, whether or not he's.
It's going to be in a minute. It says, Rashi, you know why Adam is Potter from Kaifa? You know why he's Potter from the Shlishim of Eved? Because he's Chayim. He's Chayim Misa for what he did. She killed the maiden, Chayim Misa. That's number one. Being Ami, lawyers from there, even if they didn't do Asar, even had they been B'shoyim, not B'shoyim, had they done it, he did it amazing, but they didn't do Asar, he didn't do Asar, he's still bottom. With the Tonon, the Mechilski, I'm an ex-Akad, from the fact that it says in the Bryce, the Tonon, the Mechilski, who says that whenever a person would be Chayim here, if he did it with Asar, if a person did potter, so if he did it with Asar, he also potter if he did it with Asar. This Oynish is not relevant, the monetary payment, not relevant in a case where he did it with his Ektola as well. Okay, so Adam's potter, why is he potter? That's something which you have to remember. Rashi is saying here, did the guy do it on purpose or not? I think you have an over one. We know mothers have much more achlonus.
Oh no.
So why is it you have an over on one?
I've had more
achlonus. No, we know mothers have more achlonus.
Who says?
Okay. So well, it's a question. Why is it you have an over? The answer is because women, it's true, have much more achlonus. It's all from their own ability. It's not from logic. There's no logic involved. And sometimes they can smother, through their achlonus, they can smother the growth of the kid. My father doesn't work with his foot. He works with his head, with his thought, not his vision. And therefore, his Rachmanis is the more emistic Rachmanis. The bigger Rachmanis is through thought. And that's as a moshal, the nature is when we're learning Tele, We don't bring in our hungry questions in it. Leave that aside. Come, 9:30, 10:30, I don't want to hear it. Why is it? Are we talking about guys that are on purpose or not?
What's not on purpose. Because he's being obligated to pay for his zakat.
Well,
he has on purpose if he killed.
Zakat, you get killed for doing zakat.
No. No, if he shot. Yeah. You just had a second problem, he has to pay for the desik.
That's because he didn't.
In the form, because he didn't die. What? Because he didn't die.
But he did not die.
It's just interesting.
They were talking about he did die. Would the person, did the person do it but needs it or not?
I think so. Man. They're only talking about warning. They're not saying he did it for show.
Because Rashi is about Tomobos, Chaim Misi. Rashi said he's Chaim Misi.
Oh, he didn't say about Misi.
Rashi says, even if
he didn't have a
straw, then he still felt that he got out of it. But he, what do you mean he didn't, didn't have a straw?
No, it
means he did him amazing, he just didn't have a straw. Rashi is clearly saying, if he's Bar Kotol means he's high Misa, means he did him amazing with a straw. And even if he didn't have a straw, he's still going to be Kotol. Rashi's glad he did him amazing. He did it amazingly. He started to pay from the Kodifa. He's about to pay from the Shalish of Evet because he's come Chagnis and come David Ramim. Why is this so important? Because remember, Rashi said he's Chayv Albert Vorim. Father Albert Vorim. Nezek Ribuit Sal. Nezek Ribuit Sal. Sheres and Boishes. Boishes, we still don't even do it by mistake. And here, Rashi's clearly learning he did it amazing. And still five bushes. That is something which we need to work on. So he's going to talk about it. We need to have on it. How can it be? You play everything. A pot of a misa because a pot of a payment if you kill because you can't leave with Germany. So it is amazing. And yet he's still five bushes. My yep shot. So I'm raising it as a point. So he's going to talk about it. It's not going to be.
We have got these different cases.
Hmm?
The first case is talking about when the person fought before. This is talking about.
Okay, fine.
When Abriel is not that anything you'd be puckered for, if you had Mazid and Hasra, then you would be puckered for even without Mazid and Hasra. Maybe the same way that you would take off the Hasra, you would also take off the Mazid.
Even if you're right, Rashi starts off saying he's about to talk. Then Rashi carries on, even if he's not a Bar Ktola, but still, we can base on this principle. But Rashi clearly is saying that he started saying, we're talking about a guy who did amazing. Right? So maybe even in that case, we said it's high priests. On the Shabbat. We might say, we do, can Rashi not like you're saying, but even if you would be right, it's still true.
What does it say is high
proportion? Rashi said, in our Abba Dvarim, what's Abba Dvarim?
Right, okay,
those are
those
4 things.
Right, but that's
one of them is pushes. Right. The Rashi's saying a high vicious. Even though you didn't remain.
But
if you got damaged, you're
higher permission for it.
If you got killed, you're not
higher than. Oh, we're dealing with all the cases of Mason in both of those cases?
Oh, yeah. Exactly. You want to say that we're talking
about. I thought one case is talking about Shogun and the other case is talking about Mason.
All right, so we're saying that Kimlay would apply even without Hasra.
Yeah, that's a rule. I don't know if you're telling me this game, look there if you want. And if I pay on the Dalit.
In Sanhedrin, it seems clear. Right. In the opinion of Rodef, without Hasra, you can't kill. It's not Hayat Misa without Hasra.
Rodef, what is that?
Rodef is about to kill a person who is about to kill someone else, right? But if there's no Hasra, you're supposed to, I think that you're not allowed to do it.
Yeah.
And I don't know, in Baba Machteris,
I don't remember. So the Gemara mentions that Baba Machteris with Aleph, if you look very quickly, it's in the same Gemara. It says, like, Mokhlech says, Maki Oda Makbeino, Mamakbeino, Loich Elato Boy, Ben Shigi, Ben Mezid, Ben Miskaven, Shay Miskaven. So to my other being changed the means of being scavenging and scum. So Rashi, so Tom McKinsey does say it also applies by Shelly. It's true. But I'm just saying that the Lashon of Rashi here, Rashi was talking about somebody who did it amazing. He's high miss, even if he didn't have a straw. No, but Rashi understood we're talking about somebody who did it amazing. Although you're right, we could have said we're talking about Shaggy. Could have said it. Okay, fine. Lenin Kaifa and Mace, we just did that one. Shari Psalm of Gdosh. What is that exactly? What is a Shari Psalm of Gdosh? Says Rashi. If don't mind the Seifai, if they shoved inside it the Shari Psalm of Gdosh, she nifte. A Shari Psalm of Gdosh that already has had a pidyon. The cursing is still part of. Why? The Karina Bay Shoyre Eyo Achashevola. Rashi's got a problem. After you've done a pidyon of a Shoyre of Sulam Yudoshim, it's now called Re'eyu. So why are you, why is the Bala Boy Potom? What do we say? We said the Indian Shoyre of Sulam Yudoshim, who's Chayiv, Odom Shoyre Chayovim, Boy is Potom. So why is Odom Chayiv, okay, Odom's always Chayiv. Why is Shoyre Chayiv? Because it's called Re'eyu. It's called Re'eyu. And regarding Boy, you're Potom. So why should be Potom? And the boy killed Re'eyu, why shouldn't you be hired? That's what Moz and I didn't discuss. So, and the Kuda, which came out here, and that's why we didn't do the first places yet. The Kuda that came out here is that we aren't considering Shoy Psulim Gdoshim as Re'eyu. We are considering it as Re'eyu. We are considering it's now part of Zivkariso. This animal's already had a pidyon, it's already part of Kariso. The problem is at the very beginning of the Omer, if you remember, we had a Shoy and the Shoy Psulim Gdoshim damaging together, and then we said that the Shoy Psulim Gdoshim is potter for the damages it did. Why?
You wasn't ready.
So I said it's not Re'eyu, but here you see it is Re'eyu. That's the first place we're going to come to it after we've done the next part of it. But that is an issue which needs to be worked on as well.
So they're not too different? That was Psulim Gdoshim, this is Psulim Gdoshim Shinifu.
Right, that's going to be part of it. That was talking about Bechai, and he's talking about a different type of Shlomi. Okay, that's going to be the answer. But that's something which needed clarification. I couldn't speak about it until then, because we need to get to it first. Mitzadech on the beginning of the Olad, regarding which show pushes inside. He says, if a show pushes inside, it's possible Gdoshim, it is not high to pay for damage. Regarding it becoming damaged, we say you do have to pay for damage. That's also on the list of things to do. But what does say here, clearly, this show, sorry, Gdoshim, got pushed in by another show, the Bala show has to pay. Why? Because it's Re'ehu. He damaged Re'ehu. So why is the boy potter? And here the Gemara's now going to explain why the Bala boy is potter. But before we do that, let's have a look at Tosfos. The Gemara show you the stock for the boy. You see it? You managed to get the Tosfos. Show you the Adam shadoch for the boy. Says Tosfos, loyim shadochah Adam bekavona. When we talk about the suga, the Indian is not in the old chayiv, we're not talking about when they did it with Kavana. Why not? Okay, if he did it with Kavana, Balaboya might be chayiv. Why is the Balaboya chayiv? The Otto, Em Yosim Odom Talisa is Shachaveir Be'esh, Shachaveir. If he is chayiv on the ish, if something hit the Balaboya fire, and someone else here and put some piece of somebody's furniture inside their lamborina fire. Is the Bala Ish Chayim?
I think depends.
Otto, was the Bala Ish Bichayim?
I don't know.
One second. Otto was Bala Ish Bichayim. Why not?
Maybe.
You made the Shia, you made the fire.
Yeah, that's only because the fire itself is not dangerous. It's not a cause harm. Somebody else used it to cause harm.
That's right. Good, cool, Tom.
No, but all under normal circumstances.
Let's say this guy made a fire in the street and walked away from it. He made this fire in the street and walked away from it. This fire could cause damage. because when the wind could take it to anywhere. But the mice, that's not what happened. What happened is somebody brought some piece of furniture and shoved it in this fire. Also, he says, Taisis, also, in Yosim, Adam, Talisa, Chechabe, Beish, Chechabe, Nechi, Yischai, and Vale, Eish.
But that's not the same question. You're hired because you sent it out and you're filled to something else, or you're hired because it's in place.
It's in its sum.
But anyway, wasn't that the whole thing to Ravana and Rabbi Nassim to begin with? Whether we consider them, you know, to buy the truth in, or whether we say that no, it goes by the push.
So he's just saying, even though the Gnosis and the Balaboy is considered a part of the thing, but not something on purpose, he pushes them in. They're not. Something on purpose, he pushes in, they're not.
Why not?
I don't know that. Why not? Okay.
Look at that. Christians who can't help.
Oh,
Oinus
is saying.
The Baal Bor
would be. Let's say that because it's an Oinus. Talking for sure, the Baal is possible because it's an Oinus. No, you'll see it answering back. You've always got this kicked down. No, not that one. Why should the Baal HaBayis be bottle?
What do you mean bottle?
Why not? Why? Why should he be bottle? You made the shear, you made the fire. You made the fire. Why should he be bottle? What's going on?
Somebody else initiated.
The Gnostic said, you don't go past the initiator. You don't go according to the one initiated it. So this guy made a boy. You should go Rabbi Chai. Why not?
Because he's pushed out for normal things. Not pushed out for
these. So it's Chilos Hashem. So you're
bonus. That's beyond honest.
Beyond honest. Yeah. No.
End of.
It's pure logic with the brain. Pure logic. What's the logic? What is the logic? What's the logic? If I make a boy, I especially left this boy open. Somebody else can have shoved him inside. But why shouldn't I be? If Jesus is a sorrow, it means it gives us a right to make a sorrow, right? It's a sorrow. Not that we have to find something. So one possible suggestion could be a boy, your character could be made a takor. You made something which is a takor. If somebody pushes it in, then it wasn't a takor. Somebody else pushed it in, it wasn't a takor. So maybe it's such a thing, maybe the balaboy would be had. Something on purpose, but it's something by mistake, it's also a takor. If I got a boy, somebody else now goes and on purposely pushes the animal inside, the reason why the animal's inside now is not due to my boy. It's due to the other guy. You can't call it my boy was the takos. Can't call it that.
Yeah,
very similar
to that's
even though I'll be teva, something happened and it showed pushed another show inside. So it's all teva. Right. But then it's possible to say, even though it's there, you won't even get time. They were saying it's even by age and by boys. It's not Alpi Teva. There was a guy who did it amazing. It's not Teva. The guy who did it amazing shoved it inside. It wouldn't be Chayiv. I'm Chayiv because I made a Takor. What's a Takor? Explain what's a Takor. What am I Chayiv for by a boy? I made a Takor. What do you mean I made a Takor? It means I made something that due to what I made, something happened. Naturally, something happened. Somebody else came along and shoved it in. That's called the permission. That's not called my takara.
Why wouldn't it be shared? Why is it being removed from the Baal HaBor just because of the shore?
The Baal HaBor is high because of the takara. The reason why the boy is high because of the takara. So, much as it's not the takara that does it, somebody else to
doesn't it help that? Doesn't it help make it happen?
Probably does
help
that happen.
The person wouldn't have had the boat to push in there, the guy wouldn't have fallen in the bit. That's right. True. But in the end of the day, it means
something which naturally something can get hurt. But something which is not natural because somebody else is coming from amazing to do it, not.
That's another one. That's one. Take that 1 second. Yes, that's so called Ibnochim. There's a certain sefer called Ibnochim on Baba Kama. Ibnochim Patsovich. He's amazing. And I saw he had a pshat. Let's see if I can find it quickly. If not, we'll have to give it another time. I just forgot to state my mind exactly his nusach. There we go. Oops. Give me a second shot. Right, so he said like this. Yeah, and basically it's a slight different nusach. He says there's a difference between the mazik of a boy and the mazik of a shor. This we spoke about a few times. A boy is a grommet, right? A boy, you're not chayiv, nothing you did. So why are you chayiv for boy? A chayiv for boy because of the kriya, because of the digging out. So now, if in the digging that way you're out, lies the fact that these things can happen, then you're going to get chayiv. Hashemkein, the fact that somebody else is going to shove it in, that's not called lying in the fact that I dug it, stood on another person on purposely coming along and doing this. So in that case, you wouldn't be chayiv. Isn't that like what the pasuk said by Nafal? According to Tosafot?
Yes, so he said that Nafal is lying in that case with Nosson or Rabbanon. When I dig a pit, I have to take into account there's also going to be animals pushing other animals inside. It's part of something which is
but they keep the distance.
That was very awesome.
Oh,
yeah. Rabbanon hold that the banner by his pot still exists, right? So, and that was from my kid. So we're saying like this. When you dig a pit, what is this thing I've done? This thing I've done is something which can cause damage to animals walking by, to animals being pushed by animals, all that could be. But the fact that somebody coming along, the mazes should come along and push, that's not lying in the original digging. That's like this new guy's act, which he's doing the mazes. So since the reason why I'm trying to avoid is not because I didn't look after my boat, but rather it's because of what was in the original digging of the boat. So only things which are included in that digging is one going to be chayiv.
So you can't say it.
Yeah, it's because of shit, so it's not again. Because there's nothing in what I dug. This fact that an animal got pushed in by a person on purpose is not included in the original digging.
So is uncovering a boar the same as digging a boar? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why
did
that be a person? Is it short?
No, sure, it's something actually.
Sure, I mean, sure, I picture it. The person is using this almost like a sword or something. So it's like a weapon. It's a But you're also choosing the board.
I understand, but when you dig the boat, you have to take into account that there are wild shrubs growing around. There are not with, say, a person doing something amazing. Obviously, that's Shitta's thesis, that there's no svara to say the balaboy should be. Must be talking about the person did it. One second, you have to show. Must be talking about whether the person did it, but they're pushing him by accident. Must be talking about accident. So if so, but now the question is why you have a patient. In the Vim Toyma Isha, the Kavono, a mind's kind of bushes. Bushes in your hive, if you do it, amazing. So why you hive from bushes?
Why is bushes going to be amazing? Is it a knot or is it a nest?
It's one of the offers of bushes. Only for amazing. So, this one in Rashi, we said Rashi, Taki did it for me. Taki did it for me. But according to this, this is the guy that talked about Shaggy. So why should the Baal have bought, why should the Baal be high for patients? So this now is about Tesis. I don't know if you managed to see it. Did you see it? You looked up the command of Chamzayin?
Yeah.
Okay. So the command of Chamzayin says, if a person falling on something, he fell on the wind, was without command. And then he turned himself over. In order to fall, to stop his fall or something. And with Kavana, therefore, fell on a particular person, he is chayav b'shvuyis. Even though about Skala, one time he started falling was without Kavana. But if during the time of falling, he then knew he was falling on someone and he had Kavana, he's chayav b'shvuyis. So Meida says, Taisis, Yeshem Kin Shiyoda, all the Mishas, the Philas Chabirim. He knew he was falling. The Choshim b'Kavana. This person that was falling behind the show, the other was offering. The show, the other pushed in, the person pushed in by accident.
Yeah.
And the animal then what happened?
No, the animal was just happening then. The man was running away, he banged into his other friend and knocked him into the pit.
Right, that was by mistake.
That was a mistake.
So why is he high vicious? After he already banged him. No, it was by mistake.
What?
It was by mistake.
He saw the animal chasing and he banged into him. His action wasn't intentionally trying to hurt him, but he was in the way and he banged into him. So he had some type of a benefit. He got down to the pit. Like the fall, the animal was chasing this person.
Animal chasing the person.
Animal was chasing Reuben.
Oh, that's a new case. What we've done is that the animal and the person are pushing somebody into the pit.
Yeah.
Right? So then this person who pushed the other person in the pit, the thesis must have been done without come on. Because if it wouldn't have been with come on, the balabai wouldn't be caught. So it must have been wouldn't have been caught. So it must be the balabai without come on. And yet the olden's high information. How can it be? Says Taisis, you know why? You go and show Yoda Olam Bishas Nafilis Chaveri. Bishas Nafila. He knocked into him, he didn't know. As he was falling, the person who saw him fall in, who pushed him in, knew. Oh, look what I did. Oh, so once he knew about it, now he's high for Bishas.
That's
why. So Yoda, Yoda Olam Bishas Nafilis Chaveri. The person knew at the time when his friend was falling in, and that's considered with Kavana. Midi the Hava and
this happens.
The same case as this happened. So your homework today is to try and work out what on earth is what we just now said that anything to do with this happened. The case of this happened was a guy falling in and he sees his back to hurt himself. He turns himself over and falls over onto someone else to stop his fall. And that's called, he did it with Kavana, he knew what he was doing. Here, what happened was a guy bumped into somebody, knocked him in without Kavana. But now he knows he's falling in before he actually hurts himself. He knows about it. Knowledge is machayev and mabayshus, even though he didn't do anything else in between. The mere knowledge, that's already enough to be machayev and mabayshus. That's something which we have to work on here on Sunday.
Everything she yelled out meaning that the time of banking they saw this would occur.
It's not what she said. Shout the taste said shout the filas curry.
Yeah. At the time of banging him into the fall, he knew that that was going to happen. Just like the guy who's walking from the roof. He knows that when he switches and turns his body over, he's gonna land on this guy and cause him bullshit. So too, the guy is being, I believe, chased from the show. He's gonna bang into this guy. He knows he's gonna cause the fall. He doesn't intend to do it from evil, like he doesn't mean to harm him. But that was the consequence because he was being chased. That was the fall. And because he knew at the time that
he doesn't make applications in case. It's on a guy who doesn't have a choice other to bump into him, but he knows when bumping into him, this one's gonna happen. That's a nice chat. Not exactly what he's saying, though. The Yoda the Shas and the Finas Khalir, not the Shas the Chifas Khalir. According to your chat, it's the Yoda the Shas the Chifas Khalir, and he's gonna cause him vicious. But it doesn't say it. It says the Yoda the Shas and the Finas Khalir, he bumped into him. Now this guy's in free fall. As he's in free fall, this guy knows about it. The one who bumped into him knows about it. And that's called enough to be a higher person. What's that mean exactly? Why should that be? We'll have to still work on it. On Sunday, Mitzvah. Why is it similar to other keys? So, not similar to other keys. So, we have to work on that. There's what to talk about. It's a statement called Kedusha of Arile Mali. He speaks about it. Mitzvah, we'll discuss it on Sunday.
Malin.
Okay, let's just share something very quick. I want to share something with you, which is again for people in Eretz Yisrael and people in the Chutz Laaretz. Parshas Bamidbar and Bechul Kaisa. They have a permission here, talk it doesn't matter. And Parshas Mishpat, Parshas Bamidbar, recounting up all the Shevatim. Shevet Levi. Could be this part, I'll say the four. Shevet, no, this isn't going to help me. That's too much. Yeah, of course, I'll say, no, help me from the Baker part. Shevet, were already counted from day 30. They didn't all count from day 20. They didn't count from day 30, from age of 30 days. Why? Why should they be counted from the age of 30 days old? So the answer is, the Pasuk already said it. Because they are any Shaymel Mishmeres HaKadosh.
13 years?
30 days old. Ben Chodesh Ramadi, you count it. The Levim. As it says, they were Shaymel Mishmeres HaKadosh. From all these people from the age of 30 already, they were Shemesh Mishmeres HaKadosh. And Shemesh Rav explains that there's something unique about the Chinuch of B'nai Levi. The Chinuch of B'nai Levi, already from that young age, already called Shemesh Mishmeres HaKadosh. Already, we can be sure that they were then, even though only 30 days old, already going to be great people. Other people have to wait until they're 20 and they finish the age of teenagers, and then already they have a thing and start doing our biggest Hashem. But the name they're ready for the younger age. And what's Pshat? So he says, Shem Shah says, if you're looking at how B'nai Levi behaved, the Apostle says, when it came to our time with the Egel, Hashem says, you should kill all the people that did the Egel. And the Apostle says, B'nai Levi couldn't care less about family relationships. Eventually, says I should do something, I do it. It doesn't bother me if I have my family feelings and things. What normally on the gears that makes a person want to do differently. No, Hashem's what he says to us to do, that's what we have to do. That's the avoid of the B'nai Levi. And the ministers of Shishar, that's why they had tremendous Siyat Nishmaim, the Chinuch. That the children were brought up, this type of idea. There's only one thing that counts at home. That's the only thing that counts. Nothing else is important but flash. So as Shlomo to this point, I want to share with you something which I was really quite taken in by the end of last week's Pasha, or this week, for those of you who are the Pasuk talks about Maisa Behema. And the Pasuk says by Maisa Behema, The tenth one, we know nine of them walk through the gate. The tenth one is Kurdish, Siv Kurdish. And the Pasuk says, don't do tomorrow. The question is, I saw this question by two different people and completely two different answers. The question is, why does the Pasuk talk about tomorrow by Ma'aseh Behemoth? Already mentioned the earlier by every Behemoth. Why by Ma'aseh Behemoth all of a sudden does the Pasuk say about tomorrow? So the simple answer which a person might say is because by every Behemoth, I decide to be makdish a particular behemoth. If I didn't want to do such a nice fancy one, I wouldn't have made it in the first place nice and fancy. I would have chosen a cheaper one. If I chose a fancy one, that's the one I want. So I'm not going to do tomorrow. It's not likely that I'll do tomorrow. What's the mind? Change the kedusha from one behemoth to another one. Why should I do that? If anyway, I chose the one I want. But by my behemoth, I didn't choose. It's just what goes out the gate. I didn't choose it. And it could be the fancy schmancy one will go out and I feel very bad. And I want to really give a less kosher one to Hashem. So Pasuk says, no, don't do that. Whatever comes out, it comes out. That's why a person might want to do it more by myself. We say, no, don't do it. That's one way of looking at it. I saw a different way, completely opposite. The person, by myself, since it comes out, whichever one, without choosing, is a good likelihood that it won't be a good one that comes out. And a person will specially want to change it to make it better. In Kodah, the Torah says, don't. Why not? I want to make it better. Because the older Torah says, don't you hold on, once you start deciding what you want to do, you want to change it to the better, you'll end up changing also to the worse. That's what happens. That is about taste, about figure. Person wants to add to the mitzvahs. You're not adding, you start taking on. You have to lead yourself out of the picture. What comes, what the Rebbeinu set up, that's what the Rebbeinu wants. The Rebbeinu wants that this animal will be the tent, that will be the tent. You start playing, I'll make that version better. You make version better, you'll end up, says the Rambam. On this halacha, Hashem knows, you'll end up making it worse. You'll end up, you know what, this is a bit too expensive, I'll give it a cheaper one. Says the Rebbeinu, I decide, I call the shots here, the tenth animal is the one that I choose is the one. And that's what we're meant to take out from my Sabeinu. Very similar to this other idea, that when it comes to our avodas Hashem, it's not what we feel, not what we want. When we come to our avodas Hashem, it's what the Rebbeinu Shem wants. The Rebbeinu Shem chose this animal, this is what it is. The Rebbeinu Shem wants us to kill people over the eagle. Then Sheva Levi went up to the flag and took it, did it. They could do it. With that chinuch, their children grew up to be Deida Oyma. And that's Behemet, the one the Rambam says about every person from Klal Yisrael. Every person from Klal Yisrael could be Sheva Levi. Rambam says, and the Shmit Miyayim. Every person could be Sheva Levi. Why? All you need is the right Ashkofen. When the Rebbeinu tells us to do things, our Veda is, that's what he wants, that's what we do. Believe Shom Keshvainas. And with that, we say to have Chinuch Avonim. So, have a good walk. Have a good Shabbos.
Let's take a look. Actually, you know, your voice, you know, you eventually take away. But really, even if you wouldn't, even if you're a superhuman and you wouldn't take away.